Oh, this is so Christmassy, it's almost cliche, but so perfect. Outside, cold, oh, that chill, that biting wind, ooh. You can feel it to your bones making you shiver. But in here, a warm, roaring fire, cozy and cuddly. And that air, oh, smells like Christmas. Baked apple, cinnamon, and mulled wine. The music. The ticking of the clock. There's just one thing missing. Well, two. Firstly, candlelight, which I can sort out very quickly. And secondly, you. You have perfect timing. Welcome home, darling. You could at least pretend to be happy to see me. Sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be catty. This was a bad idea. Things have been weird between us recently. I thought a nice romantic night would... Sorry, I'll put out the candle light. Thank you. Okay, take off your coat, sit down and relax. Just warm up. I know it is cold outside. Chilly. Just, you know, pour out. And we can have some mulled wine. I've baked some apples. And we can talk. I didn't think there'd be a lot of talking. I thought it would be easy. We would just fall into each other's arms and all of the awkwardness would fade away. Did I do something? I don't know what it was, but I'm sorry. I know I've been distracted with work, and if I did something wrong, just tell me. No, don't do that. Don't distance yourself. I feel like you're so far away. We're in the same room, and I feel there are miles between us. Just talk to me. Whatever it is, just tell me. I know I've been distracted. I've been focused on work. It's just... What? That fate? What? What do you mean I'm focused? On who? Alex? What? It's just work. Do you think there's something going on between me and... Wait, let me just be completely clear about this. You think that I, your girlfriend, am cheating on you with Alex? Wow, well, fuck you very much. No. This is why you've been like this, all distant and frosty and weird. You think I'm cheating on you? Why would you think I'm cheating on you? All I talk about is... I've barely seen you in the last couple of weeks. I can't believe this. Do you know why I've been working so much? Because I've been trying to get Christmas off. I've been trying to get 2 weeks so I could get spend it with you. And that... I can't believe this. What do you mean I'm always talking? I'm not always talking about Alex. I'm not always talking. We work together. I hardly see you. Talking to you hasn't exactly been easy recently. It's been awkward and clunky and... Why would you think I'm cheating on you? Where would I find the damn time? I love you. I love you. I'm not cheating on you. I would never cheat on you. And that you think that I would, that I could. I don't know what to do. You don't think I would cheat on you. You just said. What? I'm sorry, I didn't. I know, I've barely had any time to sleep. I've just been trying to get everything clear so we could have Christmas together. And I know... I should have told you what I was planning. I wanted it to be a surprise. I wanted it to be special and nice and for it to be romantic. Like in the movies. This never happens in the movie. Well, yeah, this does happen in the movies. I just wanted it to be perfect. I didn't think how it would look. Me spending all of my time at work. Not being home. Not barely spend any time with you. I can see how you would think something was going on, but to think that... Why would you think that? I could never, ever cheat on you. I bloody adore you. I love you so much. You are my everything. You really are. I don't say it. I didn't think I needed to. I thought that everything about me just shouts it, screams it out loud. The way I look at you, the way I touch you, the way I just wrap myself around you. The way I talk about you to everyone in my life. But I didn't say it to you. I thought... I've never felt like this about anyone before. I didn't want to be one of those possessive, clingy girlfriends who's always saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I didn't realize I didn't say it. And then I was at work all the time and... Oh, no wonder. I won't say that you could doubt. Okay, it wasn't doubting me, but doubting our relationship. I'm not going to say that doesn't hurt. That really hurts. But I understand. I need to tell you. I need to not be afraid to say it. You are my world. You are the one that is with me every moment of my day. I dream of you at night. I wake up and I just look at you. Watch you in the early morning light. Memorize your features. Reach out and touch your face. Breathe you in and my heart just swells. And I feel so content and still and at peace. And then I stop looking at you because you start to wake up, and I don't know. I love you so much. It's scary. And I thought you knew. I thought you could tell. We've both been a bit stupid, a bit muppety. I think we need to talk more. I need to tell you what I'm doing. I need to not just... I need to tell you that I love you. I mean, when you've been so distant recently, I was so worried. And I didn't say anything because I thought you were going to break up with me. And then I got catty and defensive and sarcastic. And I know I can be so damn sarcastic. I just made it worse, and I should have just said, I love you. I was just scared. You were scared too. Oh, we are a right pair. I love you. I love you so much. I mean it. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I caused your heart to ache, that I made you worry. So sorry. It was never my intent. I would never do anything to hurt you. I guess this is just... it's very new and very deep and very scary. It's like Christmas every day. And I get why you were jealous. But I would never... I could never do that to you. There's no one else. You're the only one I see. The only one I long for. The only one I love. Stupidly. Deeply. It's like Christmas. You are Christmas to me. I'm giddy and excited and stupid. And I want... I just... love is difficult. I thought it was all hearts and roses and smiles, but when the emotions go this deep, you have to talk, you have to communicate. You have nothing to be jealous of. You really don't. I think we both need a bit of reassurance. We both need to talk, to hear, to listen. We just need to be honest. I don't ever want to lose this. I don't want to do anything that could risk this. Because if the thought of, I don't even want to think about it. I just want to sit here, wrapped up in your arms, watch the fire and just be here together. I know it's not all better. I know that it's gonna take time and it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to be laid open, but I never want you to doubt that. I love you. I never want you to worry. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you. I love you. I love you. What? Yeah, I went a bit over the top. Do you like it though? I was going to tell you about the holiday tonight. Should have told you 2 weeks ago. But I thought this was nice and romantic and yeah, very cliche. We'll be alright, right? No, we will. We will be absolutely fine. I love you. And that is simple. It's just Muppetiness that makes it difficult. Oh, come here, you Muppet. Do you feel warmer now? Still a bit chilly. Does that help? So we have baked apples, mulled wine, and maybe a little bit of chocolate cake. Okay, a lot of chocolate cake. I love you. I really do. I just need to say it more. I love you. I know. It can wait 1 minute. I love you. I know. They're getting cold. I love you. I love you. I love you. But I also love mulled wine, so we're gonna go get to that. Yeah. We're good. We are better than good. We are Muppets, but we're Muppets in love. Wait, did you just call me Miss Piggy? Wow. Way to ruin a moment. Oh, you're lucky you're adorable. And you are utterly adorable.